You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. It's William Hill Airgo Cup Day on Saturday as well. The action starts on Racing Radio from 1pm with Ollie Pimlott, John Budden and Mick Norton in the studio. Alongside Air, we've got a good card at Newbury, which includes an ARC trial and the Mill Reef. There's a good card at Newmarket as well with a Cesarowicz trial, racing at Catterick and evening action from Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Good, thanks, sir, Mark.
Good. Excellent. Man. Good man. Anthony, for a while, Mick, have you been away?
No, just taking over. Odd day here and there, Mark.
Yeah, good. Pretty good day to be back in, though.
Absolutely. I love the Western meeting, and it was quite lucky meeting for me when I was training. I seem to have at least a winner and a couple in the frame most years. So, yeah, it was always a great meeting, and it looks as though it's building up to another fantastic 3 days racing this year.
What was your biggest winner at Mick for this meeting? Or your favourite?
I think probably the one that gave me the most satisfaction was Gentle Hero winning the 3-year-old handicap, which although admittedly it wasn't one of the feature races on the card, it was a 0-80, but they're all telling me to go for the Airgo Cup. Well, for a start, I don't like 3-year-olds in the Airgo Cup, and I didn't want to overdo him anyway.
Yeah.
And he just got the mark of 8. You could get in the Airgo Cup off 18 those days, even as a 3-year-old, which is incredible. Just shows you how things have changed. So we went for the 0-80 3-year-old only handicap at the Western meeting. Kieran rode him as he usually did, and I think every horse in the race tried to get him beat that day. It was a really rough race, but he was a big, strong horse. Only had one eye, so he couldn't see him coming. And he used to just bounce off him because he was quite burly. And he managed to win. And then I put him away till next season. And he turned into a listed class sprinter in the end. So I was pleased that I swerved the Airgo Cups. I don't think 3-year-olds are... I mean, I know they do win occasionally, but... I don't think he was mature enough. He never raced at 2, never saw a race course leave with 3, and I just didn't think he was mature enough. And another horse called Frescobaldo got off Henry Cecil, and Henry told me to buy him. He said his joints were a bit iffy, and I said, we've got the River Swale runs through our town where I live. He said, take him down there every day and stand him in the river for 20 minutes. That's what he did. He used to go and stand in the river 20 minutes, because it was down there, so a good walk back up the hill, and we had a little canter up 4.5 furlongs from the town, and that was all he did, and his joints were never a bit of a bother, and so he was another one that gave me a lot of pleasure. And Miguelito, he won the staying race, I forget what they call it now, used to be a good Cesarowicz trial in those days, and he went on to the Cesarowicz, I think finished third in it after winning that stay, the Eglinton Memorial it used to be called, but they switched these race names around, don't they? Yeah, but happy memories of the Western meeting.
Is it the Mile and Five race?
No, it was 2-2.
2-2. Oh, that's on the Friday, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. Let's have a look. What is it called nowadays?
I know
it
now.
2-2. It's called the BAM Properties Limited Handicap.
Absolutely.
Now. But yeah.
Yes, there you go. Well, in those days, it was a good Cesarowicz trial, and yeah, that was nice to win that.
Yeah, good stuff. So fond memories for Mick then.
Yeah, very much so.
From what we've heard there as well, I was going to say you're not going to sell any 3-year-olds, but there are none in this year's William Hill Airgo Cup. And as you mentioned, they don't win it too often. Don't touch last year, the first winner as a 3-year-old since Funfair win back in 2002.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I was there that day, actually. I was working for ATR that day, and Gene Keegan bred him, and he was a highly strung horse, but very good on his day. And Kevin couldn't go. He was managing at the time, and they were playing somewhere that day. That was a great day.
We're going to look at the three races at Ayr on Saturday. We're going to look at the Gold Cup itself, of course, the William Hill Ayr Silver Cup, and the Firth of Clyde Stakes, the William Hill Firth of Clyde Stakes, used to be the Ayrshire Agricultural Challenge Cup. But before we get to that, we're just going to have a quick look at the race, one of the big races at Newbury, the 215, the Mill Reef Stakes, a Group 2 for two-year-olds over six furlongs, won by Ribchester last year, who's gone on to win a Group 1 this season, so usually quite a good race, but... I thought it was a bit of a tricky renewal this year with Makaris not going to run.
Absolutely, he takes a lot of interest. Second would have given us the Gimcrack, strength of the Gimcrack form, wouldn't he? And I don't know which of these is going to go on. One that, if the handicapper's right, is going forward at the right time of year is Legendary Lunch. And coincidentally, both of his wins have been on good to soft ground. So goodness knows what the ground's going to be like at Newbury on Saturday.
Bottomless, by the looks of things.
So it certainly won't hurt him, I don't think, the fact that he's got wins in good to soft to his name. He was an excellent second behind Ardad, who they do think a lot of Ardad at John Gosden's, at Doncaster in the Flying Childers. That was over five. I mean, back to six is no problem for him. He's won over six. And he certainly impressed the handicapper at Doncaster because he raised him almost a stone. He raised him £12, his rating. Now, if he's improved a stone in real terms, in reality, and we never know until it's tested, it'll be far, far too good for these Legendary Lunch. The dangers, Suitor Country, Son of Invincible Spirit. That was a good performance at Newmarket in April. I know he suffered a stress fracture and had a lot of time off, but didn't run too bad at York last month, and with that behind him, that is good form, you know, at Newmark in April on good to soft ground when he beat Dream of Dreams, who's, you know, rated in the hundreds. So he's not far behind Legendary Lunch, and take out Legendary Lunch's Doncaster run, and he's actually in front of him, so he's not to be underestimated, especially if he did look as though he was on the comeback trail after that injury at York. I think those two are the two to concentrate on. I was bitterly disappointed with Perfect Angel at Salisbury. I put her up. I did the podcast for that race, and she just was far, far too keen for her own good. You can't do that here either. So she either wanted a really good gallop and or some cover or something, but she can't reproduce that. You cannot win on these straight, stairy tracks by running 2-3 in the first half. But I do think she still remains with potential, and she did run really well here on very soft ground. On her debut, probably she's probably encountered the softest ground of these that are lining up here.
Yeah.
So on that evidence alone, you can't rule her out, but she will have to settle, which she didn't. She may have been in season, something may have lit her up because there were no signs of that in her first two starts, but she was just too keen for her own good. So I think they're the three to concentrate on: Legendary Lunch, Suitor County, and Perfect Angel. And the horse that definitely going forward, if the handicappers rise, his Legendary Lunch, where Ryan Moore teams up with his old ally, Richard Hannan.
Yeah, Ryan Moore's ridden Global Applause last few times. Well, you imagine he'd probably have a pick of that one and Legendary Lunch, and that could be a tip as well that he's going
absolutely,
for
Legendary because Lunch. Global Applause is rated in the hundreds, and he ran well at York in the Gimcrack, and did disappoint in that sales race. But they're a bit of a law to themselves, those sales races.
Yeah.
The runners are completely different tempo to group races. So you can just, I think you can forget his disappointing run last at Doncaster.
Okay. Legendary Lunch and the selection for Mick in the Mill Reef Stakes. Let's get stuck into the action at Ayr then. The 2 o'clock is the first race we look at there. This is the William Hill Firth of Clyde Stakes, a Fillies Group 3 over six furlongs. It's for two-year-old fillies, and we've got a field of 13 to go to post here, Mick. We'll start with Bletchley, if we may, who was second in the Albany, which is a real good piece of form. Disappointing last time, though, so needs to bounce back.
I think it was the ground, wasn't it? I would say she just didn't look comfortable at Newmarket, and if you take that run out of her, and she's been given plenty of time to
get over it,
71 days. If she was coming into here on the back of the Albany, she'd be odds on, wouldn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in this group three here, and I'm prepared to give her another chance. The ground in the Albany on the Albany day was good to soft, and it's just about riding that at Ayr. I think this is a perfect opportunity for her to bounce back, and the 71-day absence is not an issue because she won on her racecourse debut, didn't she? So she obviously comes to hand. And, yeah, just put a line through Newmarket and judge her better on Royal Ascot. Partisha's been brought along nice and quietly. A bit disappointed when Maura was expected on debut, but she showed that the experience wasn't lost on her when she won her next two at Newbury and at Chester, both over this trip of six. And she does look very good. She's got yet to tackle slow ground, though, and it is on the slowest side at Ayr, but she could be okay. And she's definitely filly of some potential. She'd certainly be interested in a nursery offering it rating of 89, wouldn't she?
Yeah. And is that a bit of a pointer then, the fact that they haven't gone the nursery route?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think she's a group filly. I just hope the ground's not against her and we can see what she's made of. But one who will outrun its price, and I'm convinced of that, is Stormy Clouds. She won that valuable sales race at York. As I said, they run at a different tempo. She was a different league. Didn't find things happening just to her liking at Doncaster in a similar contest last time. But this group, for this fillies group race, will be running at a totally different tempo to Doncaster. And she handles slow ground. And she's listed place, this filly. So she's well worth a place in the lineup. I think she's going to be a double-figure price, and I think she'll outrun her price. I think she's the each-way angle of the race, but I do think that Bletchley is going to take a deal of beating.
Bletchley, then, the selection for Mick in the 2 o'clock at Ayr. The second race that we look at Ayr is the William Hill Ayr Silver Cup. It's at 2.35, a Class 2 handicap over 6 furlongs. Field of 25 set to go to post for this one. Mick, we do have betting out already as well. Inti Saab, the market leader at the time of recording this, at 8-1. Early support for Reputation, though, 14s into 10s. 12-1 George Bowen. Nuno Tristan is 14-1 as our Flying Pursuit and Shipyard. 16s for several of the others. Kickboxer, Hoof Along, Get Knotted, Lexington Abbey, Stamp Hill, Eccleston, Intense Style and Handsome Dude all at 16-1. 18s are bigger prices for the rest. So we should start with Inti Saab, Mick. Runner-up on his last three outings in pretty big handicaps at the Curragh, Ripon and York.
Yeah.
Some would say he deserves to get his head in front of here. Do you think he can?
I don't see why he can't. He definitely makes the shortlist, Mark. I mean, he's been in tremendous form, and some of his defeats have been better than his wins. And if anything, he's getting better, isn't he? And he's got, I think, what's in his favour. He's got a good course and distance record here at Ayr as well. So plenty of ticks in boxes for Inti Saab. I wouldn't put anybody off backing him. He doesn't know how to run a bad race. He's got a workable draw in 13. The dogs seem to be barking low, but Ayr's a bit of a law unto itself, and you never know till on the day. But 13, Danny Tudup will know which way to go. Yep. I wouldn't put anybody off backing Inti Saab. My idea of the winner, though, Mark, is the next one down, Get Knotted. Michael Dodds trains Paul Mulrennan taking the ride. He's a dual course winner himself. But I think the key thing about this horse, Mark, is probably best over a bit further. He gets a mile well, this horse, but he's got plenty of 6 furlongs form, and I think it's no bad thing to want a bit further over this 6 furlong cavalry charge that are the Ayr Silver and Gold Cups these days. And he's, again, another sprinter who comes into this in fantastic form, better than ever this year. And, again, bettered that York form with his efforts in defeat at Doncaster the last two times he's run. So Get Knotted gets the vote for me. And the each-way angle, I think he's a bit towards the other side. But as I say, it's a law unto itself to draw at Ayr, and it could well change after we've seen racing on Friday. The thinking, last year's runner-up George Bowen, he can run here off 93. Fire's throwing a lot of darts at the ball, but Tony Hamilton stayed with George Bowen, and the evidence of the last twice is that he's come into the boil, and I think he's another one who's got to go onto the shortlist. And the other one I can't rule out, I've gone sort of low, middle and high, is Intense Style. It's out of 21. Rob Havlin riding for Les Ayr. He's done really well for Les since he joined him from Jim Bulger. And he's got plenty of form around this mark of 91. And again, another one who remains in good form. Handsome dude who reopposes here. He beat him at Doncaster, but he's £7 better off now. And he's another one who could well hit the frame at a fancy price. But Get Knotted and George Bowen are my two against the field, the two Gs.
Mm. Get Knotted 16s and George Bowen 12-1 at the time of recording this. So nice each way prices.
Yeah.
3:45 at Ayr is the big race of the afternoon, the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup, a heritage handicap over 6 furlongs. Again, a field of 25 will go to post. The market headed at the moment, the time of recording this, by Growl, who is 5-1. Magnus Maximus is 10-1, 12-1 Orion's Bow. It's 12-1 also, name it what you like, just nibbled from 14s. The mover on the at the time of recording this is G-Force, who's 20s into 14s. 14-1 Jack Dexter, 16-1 for Brando, Ailis, Kimberella, Tarentum Star and Flaming Spear, 18s for Hoofit, 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. We should start with Growl here, Mick. Richard Fahey's runner. Richard Fahey won this race, of course, last year, and Growl was fourth in the Stewards' Cup last time, which is a pretty good piece of form.
Yeah, it certainly is, and not a bad effort at all, and a race run at a similar tempo to this. He's been kept fresh for this since then. I'm surprised in a way that he's let the apprentice off to ride something else when, you know, I thought might just persuade him. I might have been persuaded just to claim a few pounds off of him, Growl. But I wouldn't put anybody off backing him. He's got plenty of credentials for the race. Looks to be, as we speak, a good draw in sixth. And yeah, he's got a favourites chance or a leading contenders chance on the form book.
Yeah,
but I've been a bit brutal on my on the way I looked at this race. I want either banging form or running into form sprinters. The first one is banging form, and that's Name It What You Like, who's got that £5 penalty for the win. Well, he's won his last two. He won this great St Wilfred and that listed event at York. He loves it when the mud's flying, so Brian Smart won't mind. And he's nicked Fahey's apprentice, Ebo winning apprentice, Adam McNamara, to take five of, which basically eliminates the penalty, doesn't it?
Yep.
And he's taken his form to a different level this year. He's fresher than most, only having his fifth start of the season. He loves to front run. I mean, they'll probably split into a couple of groups, so he might be able to dominate a field of about 8 to 10 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to take an awful lot of pegging back if the boy gets the fractions right. And we saw in the EBA that that's hardly a problem for him.
Yeah.
So I think he's very solid, Name It What You Like. You know, for a race, it might sound a bit bizarre with so many runners, but I think he's very, very solid.
Okay.
The others have made it onto the shortlist are Magnus Maximus, another one. Comes here banging form.
Yep.
He's got the penalty for that win at Ascot, but it's the same. He's got the same mark, so he's racing off the same mark as he won at Ascot. So the penalty isn't really applicable. So he another one is he's just taken off. He'd been busy on the all weather, then they give him a break in the spring. And since he just came back from that spring break, he's just been a different horse.
Mm.
And you wouldn't know where he might end up, this fella. And but the proviso is that the draw isn't a negative, 21.
Yeah.
But it often pays. If you can have two or three running for you, you might as well have one each side, right?
That's the way I'd play it, yeah.
Just in case. So Magnus Maximus is the other one on the shortlist. And the third that's made it is Poyle Vinnie, who's £4 lower than when he was a close second behind the three-year-old Don't Touch in this last year. And signs last time, well, the last twice actually, wasn't beaten far the time before, that he's running into form, and he's got plenty of softish ground form as well. So if it keeps raining up at Ayr, it won't bother Poyle Vinnie. And he's going to go off at a price, isn't he, Mark?
He is, yeah. Poyle Vinnie is 20-1.
Again, is another one off a high number 23, but we've seen time and time again horses win under this stands rail, haven't we? And you never do know with air. It can change from day to day.
Yeah.
So I certainly wouldn't let the draw put me off if I fancied one.
No, it's kind of inconclusive, isn't it, always, the draw at the moment. Last year it was one out of stall 8, the year before that 19,
Exactly.
It's kind of both sides, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, the mix. So you've got three on your shortlist for the Air Gold Cup. Which is your biggest preference out of the three?
Name it what you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Mick. As usual, let's just have a little bit of a quick summary then, if you just want to relay your selections for us in a nice final.
Okay.
Final bunch.
Well, our one race at Newbury that we're looking at is the Dubai Duty Free Mill Reef for the 2-year-olds. It's going to be running very testing conditions, which shouldn't be a problem for Legendary Lunch, whose both wins have come on good to soft. And that was a really good run in the Flying Childers at Doncaster. Certainly impressed the handicapper, and it impressed me as well. The 2 o'clock at Ayr, the William Hill Firth of Clyde Stakes, a Fillies Group 3 over the 6 furlong trip. Good opportunity for Bletchley to bounce back from that disappointing run at Newmarket last time when the ground was all wrong for her, and judge her better on her Albany form. When she ran second there on good to soft, that sets the standard. Yep. In this. In the Ayr Silver Cup, I like the look of Get Knotted, who stays further than the 6 furlongs, which is no bad thing at the breakneck pace that this is going to be run at. And he's a dual course winner as well, and Michael Dodds' horse has been running well so far at the meeting. And I've gone for a couple against the field in the big one, the Air Gold Cup, the William Hill Air Gold Cup, and that's Name It What You Like, with Adam McNamara's claim there, £5, priceless for me, with Magnus Maximus, another last time out winner in one of his main opponents.
Good stuff there, Mick. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Saturday.
Thank you, Mark. Certainly will.
So there you go. That's a thought to Mick Norton on Saturday's racing. He'll be in the studio. He'll be joined by Ollie Pimlott and Lord John Budden. The start time on Racing Radio is 1 p.m. We've got William Hill Air Gold Cup Day racing at Newbury, Newmarket and Catterick alongside that, and Wolverhampton in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.